Hello, I'm Royce Gomez, founder of Royce Talks, and have been recognized as a leading authority for coaching and training entrepreneurs and executives, speaking to audiences ranging from 20 to more than 1,000. I have recently released two new books, The Secret of Leadership, Leading to Your Maximum Potential, and 27 Secrets of Marketing, Your Ticket to Maximum Revenue, which has been endorsed by Kevin Harrington, Brian Tracy, Joe Theismann, and many others, in addition to contributing to several other publications monthly. For nearly 20 years, I have effectively coached successful business owners and written content for hundreds of companies. And today on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory, we are doing a very special series of international recording artists and singer-songwriters, and my guest today is not a female, but Ed Roman. Ed Roman is an award-winning singer-songwriter, performing, and multi-instrumentalist from Shelbourne, Ontario, Canada. Blurring the lines between pop, rock, folk, and country music genres, Ed's uniquely crafted songs have received regular rotation on more than 100 terrestrial radio stations across North America and more than 600 stations worldwide. Ed is a 2014 Artist Music Guild Award nominee, a 2014 International Music and Entertainment Association Award winner and 2018 nominee, and a two-time 2015 IMEA Award nominee, and many more. And today we have the privilege to hear from Ed himself a little bit more about his background in music and his journey as a singer-songwriter. So, Ed, welcome to the show.
Royce, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you so kindly for having me on today.
My pleasure. It sounds like you have had quite the career, and 2014 may have been an instrumental year in your music, but I would love to have you back up before that and share how you got started in music and a little bit about your background pre-career.
Sure. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people gravitate to the arts for similar reasons, but, you know, self-expression or sometimes the struggles that we go through as young people also kind of, you know, gear us for this kind of a thing. I was, at a very young age, labeled a dyslexic. And I'd actually like to say it's a gift, not an issue. But dyslexics quite often work in a spatial and pictorial kind of environment. And grade school, you know, summer school, tutoring, my mom, God love her, like, when they wanted to put me on Ritalin, she was like, no, I don't even know what that drug is. And, you know, she spent hours of her time reading with me, practicing vocabulary, developing word power, all the things now today that, like, in a society like the Davis Dyslexia Society or Positive Dyslexia in Canada is doing with tutoring programs for kids. It's actually implemented in the European theater as well as, like, the UK and the Netherlands and things like that. But music was a way for me to break away from, okay, I'm the C student, but I could play and sing. And I had that kind of instant sort of epiphany that this was something I wanted to do, whether it was like a career that I chose to, like, you know, make money at or work towards to make money at, or it was a lifestyle. Because, I mean, any way I look at it, I write a song because I have to. The life experience for me is so potent. When I look at it in not only my circumstances but other people's circumstances that I hear about, that I don't know, I feel it's always behooved me in some kind of a way to, like, pick up a guitar, pick up a bass, get behind a drum kit, and say something. You know, I'm fascinated by archaeology, and people say, well, you know, I don't see a kinship to it, but in a way, art itself has that form of definition. When you go to an archaeological site, you dig up a whole bunch of pottery, you know, the people aren't there anymore, the buildings may be gone, but on that is these images and art and stuff that helps us piece together who they were as a culture. So for me, it's sort of just, you know, leaving some kind of, you know, epitaph of life that says, you know, this is what I thought and what I saw. And for me, pulling away from the idea that you have a problem being a storyteller and using language in a way and it's overcoming that and now connecting with organizations so that the music can be used in that really positive way, I think exemplifies sort of, you know, like the personal victory, you know, in that way. But music has been the catalyst for that with me, and it always will be.
Yeah, I just think that's a wonderful message for our young people. You know, we've gone through cycles of promoting the trades, and then we've gone through cycles of everyone needing a master's to achieve success, and now we're moving back to the trades, and it's just been this crazy cycle of trying to make kids fit in a mold that they don't belong in, and seeing dyslexia as a gift and Ritalin as not the answer. Just to be yourself and create your own future with your own unique gifts that were given to you is a valuable lesson for our young people. And I hope that we can have more people spreading that message that we're all uniquely talented in a way that serves us and can create a career path for us if we just listen to our true selves. So thank you.
You're welcome, and I believe it to be so. I mean, personal happiness can be found in so many places without it having to be sort of, you know, egoified or turned into some kind of bigger-than-you experience. But everything is a bigger-than-you experience if you look at it the right way, and how you share it and what you do and how you communicate with people every day is even just a big part of it. So, yeah, you know, bring it on.
Yes, it is. What a powerful message. Now, I like people to share an adversity that they had to overcome, and you've already touched on that. But can you share a little bit about how you turned those pains and those messages and stories in your head into becoming a singer-songwriter? Because I've written hundreds of thousands of pieces of content for marketing pieces and for companies, but writing a song is a different kind of a gift and takes a special talent. So how do you discover that talent and develop it?
Well, potent question. It's ongoing, Royce. You know, I think it's a lifelong journey. That's what makes it so exciting. It's like the Paulo Coelho book where it's, you know, it's not the goal, but the pyramid, the journey. But, you know, from a very young age, even struggling with that and being told, you know, a lot of negative things and just the issue of it hanging over your head and special class and all that, what I started to realize is it's in the realization. When I would be in class, and there would be teachers starting some subject topic, and people would be talking aloud, and we'd be talking about words, or what does this word mean? So often I would have my hand up and be talking to the teacher, and I could feel kids in the class all turn, and I started to think, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm not stupid like people have been telling me. I actually have something to say. And I remember, even with my dad in his political career, and I don't like using that word because he considered himself a public servant, when things would come up in the township or even when he'd run federally, he wanted to know what we thought. You know, the dinner table was one of those discussion places that were like socio-political, philosophical, and the artists that I started listening to all kind of had similar kind of, you know, beg the question of, you know, what is really going on here kind of a thing. And I like that about music and philosophy and sort of concepts. And they fluctuate in such robust patterns on either side of the dialectic. So it's like there's so much to choose from as far as writing, especially when it comes to infusing it with your own life experience. Herbie Hancock, love him. He once said the definition of an artist is one who has the ability to fuse their life with the rhythm of the times.
I love that.
When I was 14, I wanted to have it tattooed on my shirt, you know, like it clicked home because I went, that's that chill feeling and that connection point that as listeners, I think we all go, this is shaking up my mortal coil in so many ways, and I'm so connected to it right now. That's what I realized then. I wanted to try to be a part of music, whether I was in a band, writing, that had that sort of experience, even through the writing experience. It, for me, it kind of needs to be that. A lot of times people will say, well, how do you classify your music, Ed? And I'm like, well, it's the kitchen sink. You know, you're going to hear a little bit of everything, because to me the writing experience is about that. You have the catalyst and the spark. It's the idea. But then when you allow it to pull you through it, it sort of changes you as a writer, as a listener, and how you're even perceiving the original idea. And that's what I really like about the whole, that's, you know, what I'm about and why I kind of came to where I am and I think where I'm still kind of going.
It's a continual journey, right? We
never actually arrive.
all the time, right? Yeah. Wow. Well, you have so many stories to tell in your songwriting that I would love to give you a chance to share with our audience one of your most special songs and the story behind how that song came about. And so if you would be so kind to share a chorus or a verse of a song, would you do that after I thank our commercial sponsors?
Absolutely. I'd be honored to. Thank you so much, Royce.
Okay, Ed, I'm going to put you on hold while I thank our sponsors who make this show possible. And my very first sponsor is Pivot Business Consulting. Pivot Business Consulting facilitates training and coaching in a leadership development, team communication, and team building. They have Intern Pursuit, a subsidiary matching students to employers, much like Match.com, using a proprietary algorithm, assessments, and more to help document interns' tasks. You can contact them online at pivotbusinessconsulting.com or on the phone at 321-422-2106. My second sponsor is QVeru Virtual Assistant. Their message to you is being a business owner or entrepreneur comes with an insurmountable amount of tasks and often leads to overwhelm, frustration, and burnout. QVeru Virtual Assistants can come in as a unique team member to complete tasks as they are given, providing round-the-clock assistance, quick turnarounds, and high-quality work. Here at Veru, they will make being an entrepreneur fun again. Delegate your workload so you can focus on what really matters in your business, growing. You can find out more about them online at virtualassistantsrue.com or phone them at 360-797-5676. And I want to get back to my very special guest, Ed Roman, and have him share a special song with us and the story behind it. So, Ed, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much. Let's see. I'm trying to tossing back and forth which song I want to play for you or sing.
We may have time for two.
Okay, cool. Let me do a chorus and a verse from. You were asking about struggles and things that we've gone through and you know how we've surpassed them or you know even how we're still dealing with them. The song that's from my latest album is called Red Omen, and it's an anagram of my own name, and in a weird, you know, sort of tongue-in-cheek, dyslexic kind of way, have used that in with lyric and metaphor and allegory from my own life to sort of tell the story of me. But the song has now turned into an animated short. I'm working with a company in New York City called There Be Dragons Creative Media, but the head animator, Nelson and Diaz, and I have become good friends. And this video is going through all these liftoff processes. One was in New York, most recently in New Jersey. The one in September is coming in up in Newark. But it's part of a cross-promotion campaign for the Davis Dyslexia Society in the U.S. and Positive Dyslexia here in Canada to raise money for tutoring programs. So the kids that can't afford those programs can actually get that assistance. So I see that as like this sort of transformation from a bit a negative into a positive, and seeing that come to fruition is a big deal. So I'll play you a little bit of that if that's okay.
It's gonna wonderful, thanks for sharing that story behind it.
You're welcome. Here's the put the phone down a sec.
Hey, did I ever tell you that I grew up with bread on the floor with skinny kids? Had all sorts of really cool things to play with, like a Plutonium spaceship lunchbox and a bathtub full of Lego. And I didn't believe you when somebody said that he fled with Jimi Hendrix to a UFO type base camp up on Machu Picchu. Up on Machu Picchu. My fault, he's playing the crime, so you can't get caught. I said, excuse me, I must confess. Well, give me two words. Well, in my defense, laughing man. Well, I'm laughing man. Well, I'm laughing man. Well, I'm laughing man.
Awesome. I have downloaded your music since Michael requested having you on my show, and so I've thoroughly enjoyed it and now have the chance to hear it live.
Yeah, and it's always fun to play live, too, you know. I mean, that's the thing about music. It animates people. You're at a concert, show, club, on the street, and somebody's playing and people are dancing. And they're acting like rubber bands, you know. And I love that let loose feeling that music gives people, and it makes me feel that way when I do it. So I want to keep doing it.
I couldn't describe it any better. Music animates people. I was at a Live Legends concert, private concert, a couple of weeks ago, and I'm one of those early risers, so I'm in bed by 10 o'clock, and at 11, I was still moving and grooving and just up dancing and just could not help myself from moving to the music, so I could not have said it better.
And yeah, it just takes you away too. I mean, it's a time machine, you know, it's historical. There's so many things about it that have admiration, and between dexterity and concept and construction and it's just infinite as far as, when you think about it, it's possibilities. It's like food.
Mm-hmm. It's food for the soul, that's for sure. So you said you were tossing back and forth between that song or another song. Do you have another song you'd like to share? Because I think we have time to squeeze it in.
Sure. This is a verse and a chorus from a tune that I wrote that's called The Way She Goes. And it came from a conversation I had with, my grandfather, you know. They always have that way of framing something that's like when you ask them the question, the answer that they give you is like food for like months. You know, you keep rolling it around in your head, like what does that mean? It's kind of like an old spiritual teacher, you know. You already kind of have the answer, but that answer that they give to you is like, you know, umpteen filled. So I wanted to try to use some of those phrases and things that he would say to me. And the one that he always used to say was, "Dirty hands make clean money." You know, and I'm like, you know, my grandfather started an old scrap iron business in Toronto. But he was also a philosopher and came from the old country, from sort of not a well-to-do family, but they built like horses and carriages and cutters and things like that. And he left Europe, you know, during the tumultuous time in 29 and lived a pretty robust experience as far as a life, learned a whole other language, spoke 8 already.
Wow.
But, you know, farmer, you know, the whole thing. But that stuck with me, that one, a lot. And it rolled around in the cage for a while, and then finally this little kind of thing came out, which I think is very kind of Americana, Canadiana, as far as its approach. So here, I'll play a little bit of it, and you can kind of get a taste. Here you go.
Okay.
I could dance a lifetime with my sweet tobacco rose. nation with dirty hands in denim clothes. And even in our twilight, I think that everybody knows your open mind and subtle heart are the only way she goes, and that's the way she goes. Just like an open door or window, that's the way she goes. Just like the bath water with the baby, that's the way she goes. Too many people acting crazy, that's the way she goes. If you've been singing this song lately.
Thank you, Ed.
You're welcome, Royce. My pleasure.
And I have to apologize for the background ring. We have another call on the other phone while we were chatting. Well, thanks so much for that. And I just want to get back on track with you and your story and tell us where you are headed in your career now. I know that you just had Red Omen released, and I'm sure you have more on the back burner that you've not yet announced. So anything that you want to share with our listeners that they can be looking for?
Absolutely. I mean, Red Omen is the sort of mantra for me right now. The video, the connection to this fundraising campaign, over the next 8 months will be these liftoff festivals that we're doing right across the United States and in some cases Europe and a couple places here in Canada. But we're trying to get that ball rolling, and as much attention as we can get behind it would be wonderful. The other thing is that it's also going in for Grammy nominations.
Oh.
The last two records, Letters from High Latitude, received seven pre-Grammy nominations, and then Red Omen, the album itself, last one was three, but this album has, or the video and the title track has not yet been submitted. So, you know, any kind of help and support that I can get from as many people to get that out there, because what it represents is a kid's future and perhaps even a change in the sort of cosmetics of the education system in North America and Canada, because to me the Davis Method is no different than what my mom did with me. It wasn't around in the 70s. And if Europe, the EU, the Netherlands, you know, the UK have all adopted it as part of their early and elementary sort of system, I say why not? You know, let's try to make it happen. And if a dyslexic who is labeled that way sees it as a gift and has wielded it in such a fashion, I see it extremely apropos that it works that way. So I'm excited to keep talking about that. I'm also working on a new project that's called A Recipe for Perpetual Spring, and it's another grouping of songs for a new album, and I'm happy to bring new music to people as much as I can.
Wonderful. And, you know, when we're not doing it for ourselves, we ultimately benefit, but you're doing it for the children, and I know that I also am doing a similar project where I'm donating all the proceeds from my books from now through November 7th for human trafficking victims. And so, you know, when we align ourselves with a cause greater than ourselves, so many more people can benefit. So thank you for that, Ed.
No, and good on you for doing the same, because that's what the Omen is doing. The proceeds for that through the fundraising campaigns are all going for these tutoring programs. And I'm like, that makes my life good. Like, if you were to put me in the ground tomorrow, I'd be happy when it works. You know what I'm saying? It's better than any paycheck. It's better than anything other than fresh tomatoes from the garden at this time.
I'm with you on that.
You know.
Oh, well, it's been wonderful having you, and time flies when we're having fun, and I want to give you a chance to share with my listeners where they can connect with you online, because we do have about 20% of our audience in other countries besides the U.S., and so if you can just share where they can connect with you and download your music and hear this podcast when we upload it, that would be wonderful.
Thank you so kindly. First, Royce, thank you for having me on Thrive, Michael, for setting all this up, giving me the ability to talk about all this wonderful stuff, to speak with you. EdRoman.net is my website. You can get my social networking buttons there, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my YouTube channel. And at the same time, the new album is out. It's been out for a while. You can get it on Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby in the United States. I'm on tons of Spotify playlists. You can go to SoundCloud and listen to a ton of my older stuff for free. So check it out. Have fun. Listen. Share it with friends. And it's music, you know.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. And again, my apologies for technology not working. My other phone was to be muted while you and I were in conversation. And as sometimes happens with technology, it doesn't always work that way.
In a robust Richard Harris-esque like voice, the problem is nil.
Oh, I got to have you back on. Thanks so much for everything you're doing for our future generation and for what you're doing in music. And I hope that everyone goes to edroman.net and connects with you. You can connect with me on roycetalks.com or coachingwithroyce.com. And all of my social buttons are on roycetalks.com. And we will be uploading this episode of Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory very soon for you to connect and get more information about. And again, if you want to purchase a copy of my celeb-endorsed books or anything else, the proceeds are going to fight human trafficking from now until November 7th. Thank you so much for joining us on this very special edition of Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory, where we are not featuring female guests, but we are featuring international award-winning singer-songwriters and musical artists. And today's guest was Ed Roman. Ed, thank you again for joining me.
My extreme pleasure. Thank you so much, Royce.
All right. Come back again for more at Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory.
Will do.